Hearing in the matter of the petition for a delivery call of A&B Irrigation District, this is on the motion for protective order and notice hearing for this time. If you'll each start with those who are in the room, please identify yourselves for the record.
Yes, this is Candace McHugh, and I represent the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators and their groundwater districts.
Chris Bromley, Deputy Attorney General on behalf of the department.
Bob McLaughlin, IDWR, Public Information.
Victoria Weigel, IDWR.
And will those who are now on the phone please identify yourselves?
Randy Budge, also for Idaho Groundwater Appropriators. Thank you.
Sarah Klein for the City of Pocatello.
Kelly. Morning, Your Honor. This is Travis Thompson for A&B.
John Simpson for A&B, Your Honor.
Jerry Raby for Fremont Madison.
Anybody else? Appears to be it. We have the motion for protective order. There's been a response filed. Has any resolution been reached on any of the matters that are raised in the protective order in the response?
Unfortunately not, Your Honor.
Okay. Go ahead and you may be heard.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I think basically this case boils down to what is a reasonable and efficient way in order to conduct discovery in this matter. At this point, just a modicum of effort to coordinate and collaborate with the other parties in the case provides everybody with a reasonable opportunity to coordinate their schedules and to be efficient and not expose IDWR personnel to multiple deposition dates, which would be inefficient and burdensome to the witnesses as well as to the department. At this point, I would like to respond to a couple issues that A&B has raised in its response. I think it's just improper and disingenuous, frankly, to imply that IGWA and the other groundwater users that have an interest in this matter are somehow not a proper party or somehow don't have the same interest because we didn't request a hearing. At this point, IGWA is a proper party. We didn't request a hearing because it seems a little ludicrous to request a hearing when the department determined that there was no material injury and did not issue a curtailment order. But obviously, IGWA has been participating since 1994 in initially filing its answer, participating in all recent hearings. And in fact, I personally collaborated with Mr. Thompson prior to the hearing date being moved from the May 13th date to the December 3rd date on how we would coordinate discovery and trying to work in a collaborative manner. It just came as a surprise, and frankly, I just think it was unnecessary to set 8 depositions of all the IDWR personnel involved in the order without some sort of effort with the other parties. I've already mentioned in our motion that we do have a scheduling conflict at the end of April with Mr. Budge being out of the country. This Friday, neither Mr. Budge nor myself are available for the deposition. And I can let the other parties speak for themselves, but all parties did weigh in trying to come up with an option. And I just think it would be more efficient if we could just put out our dates, come to a resolution on some mutually agreeable times, and at least make an effort to collaborate, I guess. And I think that seems reasonable. I have nothing further.
Response.
This is Travis Thompson. I guess the first thing I would note is I don't think IGWA's motion meets the standard for a protective order under Rule 26C. They haven't shown any good cause other than that one of their attorneys is going to be out of the country for a couple weeks, and hence that gives them a reason to postpone any depositions in April. We have a expert testimony deadline coming up in the middle of July. All parties have known that we've needed information from the department, and the only way we can get that is through deposition of the staff that worked on the order. As early as February 19th, we notified people that, hey, we want to depose these people as soon as we can, ask for available dates from February 25th through April 4th, so it should come as no surprise that we were going to depose these folks. The fact that IGWA was apparently not prepared to participate in these depositions at this time shouldn't prejudice A&B moving forward with its schedule. So that's all I have. It's just a scheduling matter. We've agreed to move two of those dates. The deposition set for Monday, April 14th, and the one May 1st due to conflict from a number of parties, but to set a schedule that's going to work for everybody in this case is probably impossible. The parties that have weighed in that said the schedule was inappropriate aren't even participating today, so that gives me some concern that they're just saying the schedule is not will not work for them, but yet at the same time they can't even participate in this hearing. So we're not going to get something that works for everybody. We set a reasonable schedule based upon the available dates given to us by IDWR. I think we've been on notice for 2 months that we want to depose these folks. That's all I have to offer.
Who else? Ms. Klon, did you wish to be heard?
I would agree with Ms. McHugh's comments and concept, as Travis, I think, pointed out in his footnote of the dates that were set without any notice to council. We are going to be able to participate except for the 14th of April and May 1st, and Travis has, for whatever reason, agreed to change those. Why he won't agree to change the other ones that other people have conflicts with, I don't know, but thank you, Travis. The practice has been, I think, successfully undertaken in at least 2 years of litigation on the various delivery calls in Idaho, that council have been able to collaborate on a schedule, and I don't see any reason why the same thing shouldn't apply here. Last point would be that the February notice that Travis is referring to, I believe, was a notice that Andy wanted to take these departmental depositions at the time specified, because we all thought we were going to hearing first week of May, and the revised schedule then set things out quite a bit. And so seems like there is a couple weeks play in the schedule, and it would be more appropriate to schedule things in ways that all folks who want to participate can participate in.
Anybody else? I'm going to leave the room. Oh, go ahead.
Fremont Madison is a member of IGWA, and therefore we would defer to IGWA, and of course they're carrying the major oar on this one. We also are independently represented, like I say, through me. We certainly could make the dates because I can make someone available, but I guess my concern is the same expressed by Ms. McHugh, that because IGWA is carrying the major oar on this one, we certainly would want them to have the ability to have the counsel that they need there and represented there. And I don't think it's unreasonable to work it out. We've always been able to work it out. I mean, especially with the Rochelle, Barker Rochelle firm, I don't have a problem. I think that the tweaking of this, and everyone can have it resolved and we can get on our way. I feel bad that it's even to this point.
Well, Your Honor, this is Travis Thompson. One more point. I guess where we're at right now is that IGWA has objected to any depositions in April, and I think that's unreasonable. Looking at the department's unavailable dates, May is blacked out each notice we get from the department. So conducting some of these depositions in April is important to us. Putting everything off until May or sometime after that is not going to work.
Help me. Who's being deposed? Supposed to be deposed this Friday.
Tony Morris.
Morris. Okay. Let me. Now, from the schedule I'm looking at provided by the department, it appears that Morris is available substantially in May. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, you are, Your Honor.
Is there a time in May that all parties could come to? What I see is unavailability on the 8th and on the 9th of May. Other than that, it appears that witness would be available.
Other than May 1st and 2nd, the 1st being a conflict, I think, with several of the parties that reason Travis moved them, but the 2nd is the hearing on AMB's motion for the declaratory ruling. But after that, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th work, as far as I know. And then those later dates from the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th.
I should go over to that. No way.
This is Randy, but I would only add to that the seventh is a Idaho Water Resource Board meeting in Twin Falls that day that deals in part with a inspection of the pristine facilities being acquired. So that day has a number of conflicts for me and others, I would expect.
Looking
that would be the only day that I see in May that would be a problem would be the 2nd and the 7th.
I think the 16th and the 30th are also blocked out. But other than that, on the second page, I believe that's, if I got the right column.
Yes.
Right.
Within that, can we move that one, which seems to be the most immediate and pressing in terms of people being available, can we move that into one of those May slots?
Your Honor, this is Travis Thompson. May 1st would work for us.
But we're already resetting a deposition for May 1st, Travis, remember?
I'm sorry?
Remember, we were already resetting a deposition because May 1st was one of the days that was April 14th and May 1st that you'd agreed to reset?
Yeah, that was, I guess, if we were going to take some depositions in April, I would agree to move that one. But if we're not going to take any in April, we need to start with May 1st.
May 1st doesn't work for Pocatello. It still doesn't work for Pocatello.
And it doesn't work for our experts either.
Make a suggestion.
Perhaps, you know, as part of this motion, you know, the hope was is that we could kind of group some of these together to make it just efficient, you know, to have those people that could, if we could provide our unavailable dates and we know what the department's unavailable dates are and kind of group these together in a way that makes some sense. It appears to me that if you look at this updated schedule, that starting, you know, some of the people, you know, on the 5th and 6th, we have a couple people, Mr. Cramper and Mr. Farmer, available those two dates in a row. So is Mr. Morse. It's possible that Tony may not go a full day. I think that there's some ways to do that. I guess I would propose that we put Mr. Morse on the 5th of May and move if you want me to just come up with a proposed schedule and group them together, I'm happy to do that. But it seems like
there's the problem. I guess if the parties have unavailable dates that want to submit those to me, you know, we can try to come up with something. To date, that hasn't been done. The schedule we set was, you know, around our availability and the department staff availability. So, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm just not going to let IGWA set this deposition schedule for us unless you're planning on deposing all these folks, too.
Well, I think the whole purpose of my motion and one of the things that I proposed as a reasonable alternative is that we share all of our unavailable dates on Friday and we come up with a proposed schedule and that we email it like we have in the Thousand Springs and the Surface Water Coalition case where we had multiple parties, multiple consultants, multiple witnesses, similar counsel, and come up with a deposition schedule. I mean, we did that then. I have no reason to believe we can't do this now. And I think we can do it in plenty of time to meet the consultants' concerns to meet their July 16th deadline. Let's not forget that A&B's experts have been aware of all of the facts that A&B have in their possession for the last, since 1994. And reality is they're now using their experts to depose department and their attorneys to depose department witnesses. But, you know, they actually are a leg up on a lot of the other parties for a lot of the facts in this case. So I think reasonably putting these back, starting them in May, is completely reasonable, and that sharing our dates, we should be able to come up with a schedule that meets everybody's needs.
Well, if that's the decision of the hearing officer, that we're not going to conduct any depositions in April, we just need to know that.
Any other comments? Let's move the depositions in April. I'll rely upon you to either come up with a schedule or send me all your unavailable dates and I'll set it.
Thank you.
And I guess one clarifying note, Your Honor, the other parties that have responded, I believe it was Southwest Irrigation District, the Department of Energy, that aren't present today, I kind of suggest that we submit unavailable dates for each other and try to come up with a schedule by Friday. I'm fine with doing that, but I'm not going to hold this up for parties that may or may not participate. So we have to wait for them?
No. I think that those that had sufficient interest needed to be online today. So those parties that have actually participated today, try to accommodate anybody else, but it's those who've had sufficient interest to participate in this proceeding that we need to be concerned with.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.